This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The coronavirus in China is being watched with a wary eye around the globe. The death toll is now 56 in China. Meanwhile, the U.S. consulate in Wuhan, the city at the epicenter, announced it will evacuate its personnel and some private citizens aboard a charter flight. Reuters' Edward Baran has more.
The ability of a new coronavirus to spread is getting stronger, China's National Health Commission said on Sunday, as authorities in the country and around the world scrambled to prevent a pandemic. More than 2,000 people have been infected globally, and dozens in China have been killed by the disease. A handful of cases have been reported outside China, including in Thailand, Australia, the United States and France. China says knowledge of the virus is limited and that containment efforts, which have thus far included curbing transportation and travel, and the cancellation of big events would be intensified. The virus is believed to have originated late last year in a seafood market in the central Chinese city of Wuhan that was illegally selling wildlife.
That is Reuters' Edward Baran reporting. Working against the clock, Turkish rescue teams are pulling more survivors from collapsed buildings Sunday, days after a powerful magnitude 6.8 earthquake hit the country's east. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Turkey's health ministry says rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in central Turkey, warning that the death toll is likely to rise. The quake hit Friday evening at a depth of around 4 miles. Monitoring centers gave magnitudes ranging from 6.5 to 6.8. At least five buildings were reported to have been destroyed, while hundreds of other structures damaged and made unsafe. Rescue workers are working round the clock with over 1,000 personnel involved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And from Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's legal team began their defense in the president's Senate impeachment trial this weekend. Sunday on Twitter, Mr. Trump is praising his defense team and criticizing Democrats. On ABC's This Week, Republican Senator James Lankford says the trial shows the House of Representatives failed in its investigation.
Looks like they're asking the Senate to go be special counsel, go search, go seek out. That's not really the task of the Senate. The task of the Senate is to hear the trial. The House is the one that's actually gathering the information for impeachment, so we're acting on what they're sending us.
On the same program, Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar tells Republican senators Republican senators face a crucial test in the impeachment trial.
Zero witnesses plus zero evidence equals zero justice. You can't have a trial without the witnesses. However they vote, whatever they choose to do when the evidence comes in, they cannot go down in history as the people that blocked the truth from coming forward, because eventually it will come forward.
Mr. Trump is only the third U.S. president to be impeached and tried before the U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, a video has emerged of a 2018 dinner at which President Trump appears to call for then-Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch to be removed. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
It's April the 30th, 2018, and halfway through a dinner at the Trump Hotel, the U.S. president can be heard appearing to give the order to remove the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Get rid of her. Okay, get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out. Okay?
A video of the meeting emerged on Saturday and was obtained by Reuters from Joseph Bondi, the attorney for Lev Parnas. He's the former associate of Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and has been providing evidence to Democrats as a part of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Trump has said he had the right to fire Yovanovitch, a main figure in the series of events that led to his impeachment, which he did in May 2019.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Hundreds of anti-government protesters flooded the streets of Iraq's capital and southern provinces on Sunday, defying a powerful Iraqi religious leader who recently withdrew his support from the popular movement. Security forces fired tear gas and live rounds to disperse the crowds. At least 22 demonstrators were reported wounded by Iraqi security forces. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he hopes to make history during his upcoming trip to the White House for the expected unveiling of President Trump's Mideast peace plan. The plan's release has been repeatedly delayed, and it seems to have little chance of success. The Palestinians have already rejected it, accusing Mr. Trump of being unfairly biased towards Israel. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.